David Guetta and Justin Bieber to you on MKFM. Hello, I'm Greg. Just gone 4:30 and I'm joined by Charlotte from One Life MK. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was just about to ask you how you were.
I'm great, thank you.
You're here to talk to me about MK Fitness Festival because it's going on this weekend in support of Willen Hospice.
Yes.
What is it, please?
So it is a fitness festival, and that means that we want everyone to dig out their festival gear and come to Wifton Leisure Centre to take part in our first ever MK Fitness Festival. So we have sort of some headline acts, and these are our classic Les Mills group fitness classes. So for those of you who will be familiar with those, that'll be Body Pump, Body Attack, Body Combat, all the popular classics. And then we have some supporting acts. There's The Trip. Have you ever done The Trip, Greg?
I don't know.
No? Okay, we're going to have to come this weekend. So The Trip is our immersive cycling, which basically, if you imagine yourself, you're sitting on a spin bike.
Yeah.
You're in a huge studio with loads of other people. Yeah, you're there. Yeah. You're there. And then there's a big cinema screen, and we take you through loads of different worlds. We go to space, we go underwater. So you're basically in a spin class, effectively, but your mind is completely engrossed in what's going on.
So like when you hide your kids' peas in the mash.
Yes, yes.
So they're not aware that they're in a spin class.
Yeah, but effectively you work so hard because you're focusing on what's going on. You're so engrossed in the story of which and the journey that you're going on that you actually burn loads more calories than you normally would do in just a normal kind of cycling class. So that's one of our supporting acts. We've got a new release.
I just genuinely didn't know that was even like a thing that could happen.
It's totally a thing. You need to come this Saturday
and
Sunday.
How serious are you when you say dig out your festival gear?
We're serious. Kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Kid-friendly. But we want you to come in your loudest sort of gym gear. We want your patterned leggings. We want headbands. We're going to have glitter stations so we can glitter you up. We're going to have face painting. So we want you to go all out.
So how do you feel about vests? Because gym wearers wear vests a lot. There's two options as far as I see it. Uh-huh. You can go vest and maybe short shorts. Or there's the other option. I'm talking about men, sorry.
Okay,
Like people wear full hoodies.
Okay.
I've never understood.
I would suggest for your own sort of the fact that you're going to be working quite hard.
Yeah.
I don't want you to pass out in your hoodie.
I don't want that either.
So I think you go in the vest. Appropriate shorts. Appropriate shorts.
What are the people that are wearing hoodies do? Because I've seen that. People wear hoodies when they lift weights.
They do. Yeah, but we're not talking about lifting. Oh. Just sort of standing in front of a mirror.
Okay.
We're not posing, Greg.
So full vest, but festival vests.
Different type of vest. But basically, come in gym
gear. Do I wear wellies?
If you wanted to wear wellies, there probably are certain classes that you could do, but I wouldn't suggest. I would stay away from the Body Attack with the wellies, because you might just run out of them.
Okay.
But, you know, I would maybe bring a pair of trainers with you.
Yeah.
If you want, for your selfie frame, we've got a big selfie frame as well. If you want to be really looking the part, then, you know, bring your wellies as a prop. Props are welcome too.
I would
bring your trainers as well though, because you really don't want to do, you'll get sweaty feet, Greg.
I was just going to say, for the social media, bring your wellies.
Yes,
for
bring
your pictures,
wellies,
for the glitter station.
Yes.
But then when it comes to the working out, comes to the business end.
Yes.
Maybe like
for
a little
sure.
change.
Yeah, if you want to bring a change, come and change. You can come for as many classes as you want on the day. So if you want to do a costume change in between, brilliant. We've got lockers, hire out a locker.
This is at Wifton Leisure Centre, yeah?
Yes.
I've got loads more questions, Charlotte. Can you stay for a second? Let me just get a song on first.
This
is Diplo and Sleepy Tom on MKFM. Diplo and Sleepy Tom, be right there on MKFM. 20 minutes to 5 on Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm Greg, joined by Charlotte from One Life MK, ahead of MK Fitness Festival this weekend in support of Willen Hospice. And Charlotte was just telling me, hello Charlotte, by the way.
Hi again, yeah, I've been here the whole time.
So you were just telling me that MKFM is constantly on at Wifton Leisure Centre.
Yeah, your voice, Greg, fills Wifton Leisure Centre most of the time. Unless you're in a studio and then we put other music over the top of you.
So you may well be listening to me right now talking.
Yes.
In Wifton Leisure Centre.
Yes, and probably my colleagues are also listening to me in Wifton Leisure Centre.
Waiting for you to make a mistake, Charlotte.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try my best not to.
Please do. So MK Fitness Festival this weekend, we've talked about lots of the main acts that are going on.
Yes.
Or the big classes. But what happens if I've got kids? I want to take part, but I've got kids.
Okay, well, we're kid-friendly.
Yeah.
And there's loads of stuff that you can do with kids. So kids actually can come in for free. So you can bring your kids along. We have soft play. We have creche. So you say if you wanted to do a class, Greg,
yeah,
you could bring your kids along to the creche, pop them in the creche, go do a class, pick them up, take them to soft play. We've got face paints, we've got loads of other activities and giveaways, but it's really important that you book in beforehand. So both for classes and for soft play with and creche, sorry, with kids. So that you need to book a ticket if you're not already a member. If you are a member, members go free.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing is you need to kind of register your interest beforehand, and you can do that via the Woofton Leisure Centre Milton Keynes Facebook page, and there's an event on there and you can follow the link to purchase either a ticket, or you can even contact the centre and we can book you in.
Great news. And in aid of in support of Willen Hospice, how is Willen Hospice being supported?
So we've got 50% of the ticket proceeds are going straight to Willen, mm-hmm. but we also have buckets on the day. We're going to have a raffle, so a prize giveaway as well. So I'll be coming around with a bucket with a smiley face and asking you to donate. But also we have loads of different things that kids can get involved with, or that you can enter a raffle, and all of those proceeds will be going to Willen.
I love Willen Hospice, Charlotte.
Me too.
It's one of my favourite Milton Keynes-based charities.
Yeah, I had Carolyn come over this morning, actually. So I'm really, really pleased that we're managing to kind of get the message out there so that everyone can help support them too.
So not only can you raise money for Willen Hospice by attending this, but also fitness is great for you. Physically, mentally,
yes. And
there's no losers.
No, none at all. No, which is why you should come along, Greg.
Well, I will. So that, I wish I hadn't said that on air, because now I have to. Thank you very much for joining me, Charlotte.
Thanks
and,
for having
me. Best of luck on the weekend. Going to play you Rita Ora next on MKFM.
Greg Burnett, MKFM Drive.